Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
It is interesting. Tytus Howard, who I would say is a good NFL offensive lineman. A good NFL offensive lineman. I think for him, and now that I think he has a full training camp, that's coming to be a better place. His versatility and ability to play, I'd say four different spots. He's played four different spots. Well, at least three different spots in the NFL. He'll play right guard at some point this year, you would think. And have played four different spots in the NFL kind of helps his status. But I don't think he's ever been to a Pro Bowl or really been looked at as that. And coming into the year, as you've said, one of the issues that had to be fixed and addressed in the NFL was up front, that he's probably your best right tackle, your best right guard, your best left guard, and maybe your best left tackle on the team. And it's coming from somebody who is, whose, you know, accolades are not that huge when it comes to the NFL, which, you know, kind of lets you know where they are right now.
Yeah, look, we're not talking about Joe Tooney here. Yeah. That's just the reality of it. And the thing is, you know, they're really banking on the exit of Laremy Tunsil, the turning over of the leadership in the O-line room, the standard, the accountability, the bar that's set there. Really, really making a drastic change, and I think it's a real gamble. And now all of a sudden, in the middle of 2 weeks into camp, you know, you take who your immediate answer was to stop to fix the pass protection from the inside out, which is D'Amico Ryan's words, not mine. I mean, they said from jump they've got to fix this pass protection issue from the inside out, and the way you do that is Tytus Howard bumps down. And now all of a sudden, Tytus is bumping out. Now, that was your answer to fix the inside problem. Now all of a sudden, he's going to be the answer to fix your outside problem. I don't know that you're any closer to fixing your offensive line issues than you were the day that the season ended last year. In fact, you can argue you're further away from it because Laremy Tunsil's gone.
Yeah.
So, look, I like a lot of what they've done with the offensive line. I love them getting out of the Laremy Tunsil business. I wish they'd have went and spent more money in terms of bringing in surefire, proven interior offensive linemen. I wish they'd have left Tytus at tackle from jump and brought in some of the key free agents at the interior offensive line position. But I'm willing to hear it out. I'm willing to see kind of where this thing goes. I don't think it's crazy, Ron, to say, you know, we had a bad dynamic in that O-line room. Yes, Laremy Tunsil was extremely talented, but the dynamic in the room across the board was not good. And an overhaul of that room and a change at coach and a change at mentality. And, it's not crazy to think that really bears fruit sooner rather than later. But damn, man, this move with Titus Howard really, really hits my confidence in a way that I didn't expect.
Yeah. An interesting, interesting situation. By the way, as we talked about earlier, they do get going in their first preseason game. And we watched the Bengals last night, and I'm telling you, I was surprised that they had their ones, including their franchise quarterback, Joe Burrow, who has wrecked their chances when he's gotten hurt multiple times in his career.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
They went out there, and he had 16, hell, if you count the penalty, 17 snaps that their ones ran. They played the whole first quarter, and he was 9 of 10, two touchdown passes. I know that is the approach you wish D'Amico Ryans would take, and I don't think he is.
Well, the approach that I'm talking about is to know who you are and view what tasks are laid at your feet as something that needs to be addressed aggressively, right? And with maybe taking a little risk along the way. Like I don't think that the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't think anybody in the organization was real happy about the organization being in a position where Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow needed to play on August the 8th in a preseason game. I don't think that they were real excited about that. Joe Burrow had taken 15 total snaps in 5 years in the preseason. But the truth of the matter is they have really struggled of late, starting season slow and finishing fast. And so how do you address your starting slow problem? You get started sooner. You get started a little sooner. You treat game preseason 1, 2, and 3 like a real game, and then maybe opening week, which is going to be game 4 for them, maybe your team doesn't get off to an 0-3 start and dig a hole in the first 10 weeks of the season that you can't dig out of, even if you win 5 straight to end the season, right? They know who they are. They understand their problems, and they're attacking them in a certain way. Sure, there's a little risk associated with it, but I love that approach. I think with the Texans, I think – I'm not saying you have to do it, but I think it would make great sense. It would make a lot of sense to look at your offense as, hey – you're an offense that's, one, had a messy camp so far because your defense is so good. Two, you're installing a new offense, the new play caller with a quarterback that's got more command, with an overhauled offense and a bunch of new receivers in the building with the exception of Nico Collins, right? You need that time on task. You need those reps, the opportunities. They're few and far between this time of year. And so, I think it's an option the Texans could take. It's a direction they could take. And I would like to see him do it versus sit everybody, and then we'll just go back to the drawing board. We'll start week 1 with Nick Caley and C.J. Stroud having worked together in a game-like situation maybe once.
Yeah, their training camp that they've had offensively, just – and then when you combine that with all the new parts, including the system and players – playing one preseason game and two scrimmages against the Panthers and the Lions in joint practices feels like they're not taking advantage of everything that this team may need. Now, I'm not, hell, they know more than we do, and they know the guys, but it just, when you just say it out loud with how they've performed, how they've struggled, when they talked about the learning process, it just, that doesn't feel like a lot going into the game against the Rams.
That's just,
and we'll see what happens.
It's never going to be enough. That's the key. And I think D'Amico and Nick and CJ and everybody would tell you it's never going to be enough. But, you know, I think D'Amico, the one thing where it seems like he may still be kind of feeling his way through is being a defensive-minded head coach and figuring out how to manage that offense. Just in general, stay on top of what they're doing so it doesn't bite you in the ass like it did last year. And also, what's the best way to prepare an install an offense under this situation, right? I think that's something that I don't know that D'Amico has ever done. Under this particular circumstance, and we know that Nick Caley hasn't ever done it as an offensive coordinator, and so, you know, we'll see how it all ends up working out. I know for me, I sure would like the approach of, hey man, we know there's some risk associated with it, but we got an offense to install and we need some run.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the face that produces the place.
Ooh, that was fire.
T-Mill's best bets. He is 4-for-4 this week, been in the green all week. Let's see if he can add to that. What's your best bets? Let's see if we can win some money for the people.
Yeah, man, it has been a much-needed successful week in the green, putting money in pockets. Let's do it again on a Friday. I got five mo. I've had five for you every day this week around Major League Baseball. Three of these five tonight. Well, you know, we got to end in a bang and end with some Stros bets. I got 3 of 5 in this Stros-Yankee turd matchup. First, Orioles, money line. They win the game tonight hosting the Athletics. I got the odds for me at minus 120. Another money line up next, the Dodgers. They are hosting Canada, the Blue Jays.
Well, this will be a fun series.
Yeah, it will. I got the Dodgers winning this one against the Blue Jays at minus 130. And now your three Astros bets. First, Astros are winning this. The Yankees got one daddy. It resides in Houston. Astros win tonight with Hunter Brown on the bump.
They should.
I got it at plus 110, man. Like that Hunter Brown on the bump, like, they should. I don't get it, but
Yankees been struggling too.
Yeah, great odds, Astros money line. Last two real fast. Astros for their team total. Astros bats are going to wake up a little bit. I think they get over 3.5 runs. And lastly, the guy I was just talking about, the Diesel, Hunter Brown. Over 6.5 Yankee strikeouts tonight at minus 140. That's my favorite one tonight. Those are your best bets. Let's get another green day.
Yeah. I would say my favorite is the money line for the Astros. I think they're going to win, too. Blue Jays coming off of a 45-6 series as they obliterated the Rockies. We'll see. Maybe
was it 20-1?
Yeah, 21 and 15-1. Bookend games of the series. Kick it off 15-1 and the finale 20-1. So maybe the Dodgers bat pitching kind of slows down those bats in Toronto, but we'll see. Hey, man, good week. Hopefully the Astros come through for you tonight and you can end on a high note as well. All right, Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. You guys enjoy the weekend. I'm going to go see Drunk Shakespeare, so that'll be fun as well.
I've heard good things, man. Enjoy that.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Please we'll report time. Back.
I will. All right. My name is Ron the Show Hughley. As always, Houston, we love you, baby. And I know it's going to be. Hell, I'm not even on the Wikipedia page, so you know it wasn't going to be me. They had Tyler Milner, Clint, representing Sports Radio 610.
As well they
and
should.
When the Marconi Awards and the nominees come in, they think Sports Radio 610, the face they will see in a Victory Monday t-shirt.
Yeah.
Is Tyler Milner.
Let's go, baby.
You let my words enter your ear hole and into your dome, and we're all happy.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You so H-Town.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.